Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Blog
Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Lord thy God in the midst of thee, yes, he is mighty. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. You are the mighty God. You are the glorious God in the midst. Hallelujah.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, or parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them, as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. Amen. And I am your host with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are the wonderful one. You are the glorious one. You are the true and living one. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word that says that if two or more gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's so many things that have happened during the day. Hallelujah. And we just lay it down before you right now in the name of Jesus. And we just concentrate on you, Lord God. Hallelujah. On your goodness. How good you are, how wonderful you are, how loving you are, and how kind you are. Hallelujah. We focus on you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we lift up each and every person who's listening tonight. We thank you, Father God, right now that you just touch every household that's represented here. Touch in a special way. touch, Lord God. Whatever is wrong, we ask you to make it right. And whatever is right, we ask you to take it, dedicate it, set it apart for your use and for your glory. And we bless your name for it, Lord God. And speaking of dedicating, we dedicate this broadcast to you once again in the name of Jesus. And say, Lord, have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can do. And, Lord, we ask you to touch tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God. You're doing great and awesome things in her and through her ministry, Lord God, and even her personally. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you just move by your spirit, and we make a demand on your anointing that flows greatly through her. And we give you praise for it even in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow, I'm very excited about tonight. If you've ever listened to our broadcast before, you know I stay excited. Hallelujah, because, you know, I know God is going to do something. I don't know exactly what it is, but I tell you what, it's going to be good. Amen and amen. So I just need to really share a little bit, and then we'll get right to our speaker for tonight. Last night we had prophetic healing, and prophetic healing is a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and so it airs only once a month, the second Wednesday of the month. And next time it's going to air is on June 9th. So mark your calendars about that. I'm telling you, the ministry is so awesome. God shows up. People get healed. People get delivered. It's just it's a awesome time in the Lord. Amen. And so if you ever have an opportunity on the second Wednesday of the month, you ought to put that on your calendar. Put it on your put your cell phone alarm on and check it out. Hallelujah. You can also we air on the second Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. You call the same phone number. And actually, if you wanted to listen to last night's broadcast or any of the Get 'Em Radio broadcasts, all you have to do is Google Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio. And we have over 1,000 podcasts out there now. Glory to God. As we're about to celebrate our ninth anniversary in November. But we have over 1,000. And we have so many different subjects, topics, you know, that you can hear from a Christian perspective. You can even learn about cryptocurrency in case you're wondering about it. Amen. You can hear about how to buy a house. Hallelujah. What to do with your insurance, your health insurance. Oh, we talk about a lot of things. Amen. And it's all about God. Hallelujah. When everything boils down to it. So check that out when you have an opportunity. Praise God. So now, glory to God. We're going to introduce our speaker. We're going to get to spend this month, hallelujah, with our speaker. I met her, I want to say, at least 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago that we met. And I've had the wonderful privilege to be a part of the prison ministry that she's over, and this love outreach ministry is not just the prison ministry, but she's going to explain to us tonight all, you know, what they do under this great and awesome ministry. But this is a woman of God. She's on fire. She may preach a little bit tonight, but amen. On the fourth Thursday of this month, which will be May the 27th, we're going to turn her loose and let her preach for real and take her time. But for this week, we're going to talk about how the ministry began And then next week, we're going to talk about what's going on in the ministry now and what the Lord has shown her in the future. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend, Pastor Shirley Bird of Love Outreach Ministries. Welcome, Pastor Shirley.
Hello, Pastor Barbara. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great, and as I said, excited. I know a little bit about how the ministry started, but I'm looking forward to just hearing it with everyone else tonight.
Okay, okay. Well, I do want to apologize in advance. I am on the road, but within the next 5 minutes, I will be in a house, in a room, hopefully, where you don't hear the tires rolling. So I do apologize in advance, but I just didn't want to miss this opportunity.
Amen. Thank you. That only shows to me that you're a multitasking woman. Praise
yes.
God. And to do what you do, you must multitask.
Yes, and a lot of highway driving.
Well, first of all, I want to say traveling mercy, angels all around and about you, safety on the north, the south, the east, the west, above and beneath, around and about. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Love Outreach Ministry. The Lord gave it, well, the Lord gave me a ministry a long time ago, and you know, we don't really listen to him when he's telling us to do something. We do what we want to do pretty much. I think I talked about that last week about the running, but I have always been a person that tried to help people and do for other people because my parents did it. And my mom, she would cook every day at noon, and people could just come and eat. And she had a mission in town where she had, where they had church and everything, you know. But she had a mission where she had clothes and food and everything for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the mission was Love Outreach Mission.
Wow.
I was helping a lot of other ministries give out food and clothing, and sometimes I would cook food myself and go out and give it away or make care packages. So I guess I've always been doing the ministry but just never registered. So I think I registered in 2013 because when I was co-pastor of St. Martin House of Prayer, we were dissolving. And God told me, he said, you keep trying to take people with you that I didn't design to go with you. And that's why it's not working out. And he said, you keep doing the ministry that I gave someone else to do and not doing the ministry I gave you to do. I was like, wow. He said, I told you to start a ministry, not go with someone else. So when I realized that I was pretty much being rebellious, you know, you think you're helping people, you know, okay, I go volunteer in this ministry, I volunteer in that ministry. So I'm volunteering in a lot of ministries, but I wasn't doing the ministry God told me to do. So
wow.
He said, you would be much farther in the ministry that I gave you if you had just been obedient and did what I told you to do. And I was like, okay, Lord. So I went ahead and registered, and so I was feeding the homeless and collecting clothes to give to the needy. Like if somebody got burnt out their home or, you know, displaced, I would get children clothes, and I was doing flea markets. I would buy stuff like at Walmart that was on clearance or different stores. I would go out and buy stuff, and I would sell it to buy the stuff I needed to give away to people. And
wow.
We know most of the time we're spending our own money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to You want to say something? Okay. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm already doing what he told me to do. I just need to do it on a bigger scale. So I got officers and everything, and so people are like, oh, I'll help you, I'll help you, I'll help you. But everybody ain't for you. Oh, my God.
Oh,
and so,
my.
Like, I'm just coming to see what you're doing, not necessarily to help. So people starting the ministry,
uh-huh.
Be careful of who you allow to be on your board, because they will be, the enemy can send them to sabotage what God has set up. So the Lord told me, he said, I didn't tell you to go do flea markets to raise money. I told you to start a ministry. I said, okay. He said, everything that you need is sitting on the side waiting on you to move. All you need to do is move. I've made everything available that you will need. You will never need it or want for anything for this ministry. And I was like, oh, my God. And I'm telling you, Apostle, right now today, I have never had a problem getting people to go or having a means to help someone. He has done just what he said.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, and
that's it. Amen. Well, let me, now that you say that, I'm going to say how I got involved with your ministry. The Lord was talking to me about prison ministry, and he was saying, you know, I really want you to be involved in prison ministry. He said, and this is the time to do it. You need to do it now. And he was very insistent about it. And then he, the person he laid on my heart was Dornita, because I had met her. I don't think I'd met you yet. And so Pastor Anita said, okay, you know what? We're doing training. And I found out about it, went to the training for it, and it was your ministry that had put the training together, you know, for the prison ministry. And it was a interesting thing that a friend of mine came that same night, and we didn't even talk about it. We didn't even coordinate that we were going to come. And then we both came and became a part of your ministry. So God put that together, you know, and I didn't even come to you and say, I want to be a part of the prison ministry. I went through somebody else who knew you. That's awesome.
Right. Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
So I'll wait till you get to the prison ministry part, and I'll say how much fun I had at the prison.
Okay, okay. Can you hear me good? I'm in the standstill place. Okay.
Oh, good, good. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I hear you very well. Praise God.
Okay.
So, okay. So this ministry started really with your mom. And
yeah,
and she began to do, you know, this kind of ministry, and then you just started doing it with her, and then you started volunteering and helping other people do that kind of ministry that was helping people. And the Lord said,
yeah.
Okay, now it's time for you to have a ministry.
I guess I was raised up in it, because our neighbors, it was 17 kids. So my dad, he had 7 kids, and he married a lady with, no, it was 16 of us. He married a lady with 9 kids, and that was my
wow.
stepmom, which was really my mom, because I was like in fourth grade. My biological mom moved to St. Louis, so he raised us. And so he married this lady with 9 kids, and she was the greatest mom in the world. And so, you know, I told you before, both of them were pastors. And
mm-hmm.
so we were raised up in the Lord, and our neighbors, it was about 13 of them. And my mom cooked breakfast for us every morning. But they didn't have, so they would come over our house and eat. And it's like, she did stuff like that a lot. So it taught us how to give to other people, even though we didn't have much.
Mm-hmm.
We always gave. And she always, we never went hungry. We never knew nothing about the lights being shut off or the electric being, we never knew none of that stuff. So I guess God was, I look back over my life and God was preparing me for everything that I'm doing today.
Hallelujah.
And, yeah. So I told you about how, he was talking about the people that came home from prison and, you know, stay away from them. So I guess he was instilling in me to do prison ministry when I got older, not knowing that that's what he was teaching me. And so I met this lady, and she said she was going into the prison, and we was doing going to a Wednesday Bible study. And she was, I said, oh, I always wanted to go. And she was, okay, you're going to speak in front of 130 women. And I was like, okay. But so I went with her, and it's like, oh, my God, this is where I was supposed to be. From the beginning of just accepting Jesus, this is my home. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is where God. It's just so amazing. It opens up your eyes to people that have made mistakes, but they are seeking God so much. They're so hungry for the word. And we waste it. We're free. We're free to go to church anytime we want to. We're free to worship God, but they're not in prison. They have to stay in good behavior. They have to not get in trouble or go to the hole just to go to church to, I put it like, a certain kind of service once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are different services, but it's not necessarily the kind of service they want. So you have to stay out of trouble. So can you imagine not being able to just, okay, I'm not going to go to church this Sunday. I'm going to go next Sunday. To have the freedom of choice taken away from you on when you can go to church, when you can read the Bible, when you can worship. And
mm-hmm.
it's just, but under those conditions, and to go in and minister to them, really they minister to me. Because it keeps me humble and keeps me grounded to know that, okay, under these circumstances, they still worship God.
Yes.
That could have been me.
Yeah.
Being on the streets doing drugs, I could have been easily locked up.
Yeah.
But God saw another avenue for me. And I'm telling you, there is no worship outside of those prison walls of any church I've ever been to that is greatest there. And Apostle, you have been, so you know what I'm talking about.
I know. I was so blessed, you know. I'll tell you, well, my story is that I went to the women's prison, and it was an interesting situation because one of my nieces was in that prison, and I really didn't know that she was there until I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there and I saw her and she saw me, you know, they're not supposed to touch anybody, you know, any of the ministers. And so I let Pastor Shirley know my niece is in here, you know. And so needless to say, I never went back to that prison. And so, but when I went there, though, I mean, it was really something. And my niece was, I hate to say it like this, but she was in her element. She was, mm-hmm. I mean, she had put songs together. She had written songs. She had them singing her songs and everything. You know, I was like, Lord, let her be in her element but not have to be incarcerated, you know. And so anyway, then I, after they kind of said, I couldn't go back to the women's prison anymore. Then I could go to the men's prison, which was really great. I mean, those men, and I'll tell you, I learned so much from Pastor Shirley being there, because she was so free that she allowed them to be free. She allowed them to minister. And it's something that a lot of them, they know the word, you know, and they want the opportunity to even speak the word, the opportunity to even sing. And some of those guys were singing, and I'm telling you, I was sitting there crying because the Spirit of the Lord was up on them guys in that prison. You know, I mean, some of them were just, I mean, they just sing their hearts out and everything. So it was an awesome, just an awesome experience. And also to see them come to Jesus, you know, the ones that were there, we would pray for them to be saved. And I didn't do any baptisms, but we were talking about doing it, doing some baptisms, you know, in the prison, trying to work. I'm telling you, I mean, every time, like you were saying, Pastor, I got ministered to, you know, when I was there. And so, and for us to go there, it was, like a 5-hour day, kind of.
Yeah.
Because what, it took about an hour and a half to drive there, an hour and a half back, and we ministered for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it was like a 5-hour day. It was, you know, once a month when we did, we did it once a month, right? And
yeah,
so,
yeah,
not during COVID, but yeah. So, I mean, but it was a privilege. It was an honor to be able to do it. And I thank God for that kind of, that time to be able to go in like that. And so, but you are not just in the men's prison, but you're in Love Outreach. Is in 5 prisons, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, we're in the women's prison and 2 men prisons, and then the 2 prisons in St. Louis, the Workhouse Justice Center. But we didn't get to go in there because of COVID. So I only got to go in those one time. We had just got approved to go in. So, I'm not going to say them because I just want to keep anonymity. But,
yeah.
You know, everybody knows which one I'm in St. Louis. So, but
right.
Also, there's another ministry. It's the Catholic Ministries. It's called Resident and Crown of Christ Prison Ministry. And they're in 14 prisons. It may be more now. 14 prisons and in Missouri. And we go in and do 3-day weekend. We go in like 7:30, 8 in the morning, and leave 8:30 at night and go sleep at the hotel and go back in the next day. And it's like having church all day long, and lives get changed, people get delivered, and it's just amazing to just worship with God for 3 days straight. We can't come out once we go in, so we're in there for the whole full 12 hours. And I'm telling you, they're transformed, we're transformed. And in the Kairos ministry, they're in over 340 prisons around the world, but only women can go in, women and men can go in men. And those are 4 days. So you go into prison for 4 days. And it's like, and you think about, I don't want to be in prison that long and behind the walls. And most people don't want to be at church 2 hours, more or less stay 12 hours or 4 days, you know. But once you get in there and start worshiping with God and people telling their testimony and everything, and lives are transformed, by that third day, it's like everybody boohooing because God has been so good. And it's amazing.
Wow, that's like a serious conference, you know?
Yes.
12 hours.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, so you guys eat there in the prison?
We eat what they eat, and we end up having a meal with them that we bring in. So a lot of them come for the food, but, you know, it's like a lottery system, so everybody don't get be able to come. We only a certain amount of people get there. Sometimes 70, 80, 100 people sometimes get to come. So, and it's about 20, 25 of us that go in for those weekend retreats. Yeah. Yes,
wow,
Lord Jesus.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I've not experienced that, but it sounds really great.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to get to go to one of them when this world opens back up.
Yeah, when the world opens
it's
back.
It's not something that I think I do it like 2 or 3 times a year. I was.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have it in the summer. It's in the spring and in the fall. So
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So I know so many wonderful things. I know so many wonderful things have happened, but if you can think of, you know, one or two instances where you just really got blessed during the prison ministry.
Oh.
You know, whatever.
You guys
mind.
Came
I know
to the training. That was truly a blessing.
Oh, the training?
Well, yes, because my friend said, I really want to help you get people to go. She said, our church, we don't have a prison ministry. But if we partner with you, then we can just have prison ministry through you instead of recreating a wheel. And she was like, I'm going to help you find people. And they were having their church at this hotel. And she was like, well, we get the use of the banquet room, so why don't you just have a prison ministry training? And Nona Thomas of 690, 1600 radio, AM radio, she put me on and she said, well, I'm going to let you announce your prison ministry training. And you and a few other people came, and we had food and everything, and I just thought it was just so awesome that
it was.
God had sent somebody to bless me to bring in people, not only giving me an ad on the radio about the training, but other people to bring in other people to the training. And this girl wrote my manual for me, the training manual, and everything just
wow.
fell into place, and this stuff. For the first time, I really didn't have to do everything by myself. And
awesome.
God, like he said, I have laid people on the side for you. And I'm telling you, people have came forth. I don't have an issue with people saying, okay, well, I'm going to go. And then they don't show up. Because they have to go through the prison training, the prison check.
Right.
And then to see if you're approved. And then you have to get an ID. You got to take shots just to go in. So when a person finishes, it's like a party to get that ID. Like, hey, I finished. I got my VIC. And people rejoice. And they are sincere and serious. It's like you wake up early in the morning on Christmas like, oh, I get to go to the prison today. That's how mostly everyone that works in the prison ministry with me feel about going into the prison. It's like a Christmas present.
Hallelujah. And well, I'm saying we had some good times, and we had a car full that went. It was at least 3 or 4 of us that went every time we went and had a great time of fellowship, you know, on the way there. So, what does VIC stand for?
Oh, Volunteering Corrections.
Yeah. Okay.
You are unpaid employee of the state of Missouri Department of the Corrections. You get to use their facilities If you want to work out, you get the shots. You can go to the nurse and get your TB shots or hepatitis shots. You have the rights and privileges of an employee. You just don't get paid.
Right. And the training is really good training. Wow.
Yes.
We learned more than we kind of wanted to learn.
Yes.
about the prison system. So it was really good. Amen.
Yeah, because you have to know how to be aware. If you've never been to jail or been in trouble and you're going in to minister, you have to know what to look for, because you can't get tricked by inmates. Everybody ain't delivered, but they're coming to service. They don't always come to service for ministry.
Mm-hmm.
They may come to service to see their significant other, or just hang out with their friends or something like that. But you have to have control over the service. You are allowed to put them out if they're disruptive, if you feel that they're there for the wrong reason. They're not there to be judged. They're there for you to minister the word of God. And like you were saying, Barbara, I allow them to interact. You can't touch anybody because, you know, they fear that you'll be passing something. But my services, I don't think I've had that issue, because they come in on fire for God. And the chaplain told me, he was like, they say you have an amazing service. And it's not because I go in and get up there on stage and do a show. And I tell them, I didn't come to do a show. I came for us to worship together. So you're going to pray, and you're going to, if you want to sing a song or you have a word that God have gave you, I allow them to do it. Because when you use people, they get stronger in the Lord. Versus sitting there looking at you, or you reading to them, that has no effect pretty much. Because if somebody reading to me, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm telling you. But to interact and to worship together and to sing songs together, it's like just having church. And that's what God showed me. I listened to him as I'm up there on. He would say, oh, have this person do this, or use this person for that. Let that person pray. He's talking in my ear, and I'm just doing what he's telling me to do. He's giving me direction all through the service. And we never know who's going to go first or what the person is going to say. It's all God. And I guess people can feel that when something is scripted or it's just straight worship. And that's what it is. And this one lady said, well, you don't have a order of service. I say, God is the order of service. Because people are used to that, you know. They're used to the straight, oh, well, we're going to pray and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And so, no, I'm going to listen to God, and God is going to tell me who's going to do what. And every time it lines up with what each person has, or we don't talk to each other the night before. We don't talk about what we're going to preach about before we get there. And like you said, there's going to be three or four of us. And neither one of us know what the other one has written or is going to say or going to do. And when we get there and do it, it all lines up.
It all comes together. Amen.
Yes.
And
yes.
I've seen it many times.
Yes. Because I know there have been times that I might have been coming from one prison and going to another. And I wouldn't have had time to write anything or study. And I just scribble a few scriptures on the paper. And when I get there, God gives me what to say. He pour into me, and I pour out. Lord, let me know what you want me to give them. And he'll pour it out of me. And lo and behold, the other people with me, they have the same thing. Well, he just gives us different parts. Yes. It's nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Yes. Amen. I've seen it. I've seen him move like that in such a great way. And even to have us saying something that they need. It's like a tailor-made word, you know, just for them. You know, if we try to do it on our own, it wouldn't be that tailor-made word. I mean, and when you sit there and you see grown men crying, men in prison crying because God has touched them, that's an awesome thing.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, seeing them delivered. And some people have never encountered Christ. They have never felt the Holy Spirit move. And I'm telling you, it's an amazing sight to see. You know, some of them don't know, you know, how to read the word or how to study the word. And they ask, oh, I love the question session, you know, a question and answer session. And they get so excited about asking questions. You know, most services, they don't take time to, okay, at this time we're going to have a question and answer session. Anything that you ever wanted to ask, you can ask. And they look at each other like, what? And they just get hungry and just start asking all these questions. And most of the time we go, and we're like, we have to go. They hate to see you go.
Wow, yeah.
And it's just a joy to know that you are doing the work of the Lord and God is truly pleased. Whereas there were women and men that were there when I came. There was this one guy. He had life sentence. And this was when I was with this other lady ministry. And he was like, I'm not changing. I go hard. He decided he wasn't going to never serve God. He in prison for the rest of his life. And so she had gave him a message, a scripture. And he came to service. He was getting out because he got delivered and changed his life over to God when he said he would never, never come to God. And he did, and he's out, and him and his wife started a church. And
Hallelujah.
He is strong in the Lord. Yes.
Oh,
somebody said they would never, ever choose God. So I'm telling you, it's an impact going into the prison and ministering. Because they're loved and they need something. Nobody ever took the time to show them that love or to explain how it's supposed to be. Or that God still, oh, my God, I talked to this guy one time, and he told me God didn't love him anymore because of what he did. And I'm telling you, I broke down and cried to hear that come out of someone's mouth to say that God don't love you because of somebody. Oh, no. And I explained to him, God is a forgiving God. Just like I did things, God had to forgive me. But it's so I can go out and help someone else know that no matter what you do, God forgives you. And you have another chance to do it over. And you have another chance to serve him. And he can use what you've been through to help somebody that's been through the same thing. Because a lot of people don't want nobody talking to them if they ain't been through what they've been through. You can't tell me anything if you've never did this or you never did that or you know, I've never been to prison, but I've been in a prison in my mind. I've been in a prison in the world, and I did some stuff that God had to forgive me for. So I can understand how hard it is to go through stuff. I mean, as y'all see on part one, when I told my testimony, I could have been in prison. I just didn't get caught. But God forgave me for everything. And he set me on the path to be able to tell others that he forgave me, he loved me, and he still loves me. And he does
Hallelujah.
Just what he said. Those promises, he does just what he said.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
And amen.
Yes. And that guy still continues to come to my service. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Look at God.
Yes.
Amen. Well, tell us some more. Well, I know that you, I met you one time, not met you, but did a ministry one time for children that I came and helped you with that. That's been a few years back
now. Was it the human trafficking one? Was it the human trafficking breakfast? Oh, no. It was the apartment complex that I did a back-to-school giveaway. Yes.
Yes.
And we brought it to for the kids that lived in that complex. Yes. And I had so many donations. There were shoes and clothes and underwear and, oh, so much stuff that one of the Family Dollar stores had donated. And
wow.
It was, and this lady had donated bags and bags. She said, well, I have these shoes for kids. And they was like those, the shoes they're selling now. Those nurse shoes. What are they called? I can't think of the name of it.
Crocs?
But they were for, huh? Crocs. Yeah, they were the black Crocs. And she gave
okay.
me like three trash bags full. And they were different sizes, and they was just for kids. And all those kids got a pair of Crocs. As well as underwear, deodorant, body wash, toothbrush, toothpaste, everything. And we barbecued hot dogs and everything for them. Yes,
right.
You worked in the kitchen. And they gave me the clubhouse. They gave me the
right.
clubhouse in their apartment complex for free to help their community because they wanted to do stuff with people in their community. And it was awesome, yes.
Amen.
And they, all the kids got full backpacks. Yes, yes.
Amen. And so then you say you also do something about human trafficking?
Yes. We had a prayer breakfast at your sister's church.
Oh, okay.
Where we collected the hygiene items. Remember?
Yes.
Yes, that was with Apostolic Women. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And I cooked all the food for the prayer breakfast.
Yes. Yeah, of course. I was a part of it. I was right
yes.
there with you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah,
yes.
that's what made me think
good.
About. And God blessed me to get in touch with that lady from human trafficking, and she came and talked. On what to look for. And I just thought that was so awesome and amazing. You know, when you go looking for things, I've never got a speaker. I don't know what I'm doing, but guess what, Barbara? We did it. You know?
We did
me
it.
Me and you and
yeah.
a few more people were on the phone. I was going out of town, and I pull over to the side of the highway, and we would meet. And every Monday
right.
we would meet and plan this prayer breakfast. Yes.
Yeah, and okay, and another thing to do is give out turkey around Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's the Pastoral Fellowship of St. Louis, my bishop. He's one of the founders of the Pastoral Fellowship, and I think there's over 140 churches and ministries under that leadership. And every Christmas and Thanksgiving, they give churches and ministries turkeys. So
mm-hmm.
it allows us to be able to go and give them out to people in our ministry or give them out to help people. They give chicken in the fixing at Christmas and turkey in the fixing at Thanksgiving.
And every year at Love Outreach Ministry, being a part of the Pastoral Fellowship, have been able to bless people that are hungry, you know. But we weren't able to do it this year because of the pandemic. But my bishop said later on in the year we're going to be able to do something to still bless the people. So I just think that's it. So you see, God, he told me just go, didn't he? He said, I have all this set aside for you, you know. And it's just so awesome. It's just so awesome.
Amen. And it sounds like, you know, sometimes people come looking for you.
Yes.
You know, I'm saying
yes.
The same thing you just said over again. You know, people come looking for you to help you do whatever God wants you to do.
Mm-hmm. So he had also gave me this snack pack program. And I was thinking about all the kids that were getting out of school and that were going home hungry. So I did this snack pack program for a season where I would have ramen noodles, fruit cups, breakfast bars, things, chips, juices, and I would put it in a bag, and I call it the snack pack program. And I would drive around to neighborhoods and just hand them out. And this lady said, she said, well, and I was telling her about it. She was like, well, what you got to do to be a part of it? I said, well, you could donate and, you know, I buy the stuff. And she said, well, no, what you got to do to be a part of it? She said, well, what if I wanted to help? What if I wanted to go out and do it? I was like, okay, well, you're welcome, you know. And she said, well, what you think about just doing on the parking lot of my store? And I, what? And oh my gosh, wow. She had a big old church and she had a resale shop beside the church. And she said, you can use this lot. What day you want to do? Give out the snack pack. And boy, I'm just telling you, oh my God. We set up a prayer booth. We set up a table to give out food, hot dogs and chips and drinks. We set up a table to give away clothes, a table to give away the snacks. They had a big bag of snacks to take home so the kids would have something to eat. And it was just so, so amazing. And before the pandemic, I was talking to, Alderman Clay, and I wanted to set up down the street from the school. So when the kids got out of school, they could just come and get a snack pack, and they wouldn't have to go home and be hungry. So that was the main reason I did that. Yeah. And I got blessed through the Pastoral Fellowship again, and they gave me cases and cases of pasta that fed, you know, a family of five, pasta and different things that they could fix, just, you know, make a pot of so to feed the whole family. So then became part of the snack pack. Oh, and that went up. Yes, he has been blessing me, blessing me to be able to give.
Amen. Just think of all that started with your mom and your dad and all the kids in the house and the people in the neighborhood.
Yes, I never would have thought it. I never would have thought it. And you know, God even blessed us in the pandemic to be able, we set out to give Christmas cards to the inmates at one prison. So I think he said about 1,000 cards. It's like, wow, that's a lot of cards. We raised enough money to do cards for two prisons. And one prison had almost 2,000 inmates. So we did almost 3,000 Christmas cards just on the one text I sent out to a few people for donations on the card. I was like, oh, my God, look at God.
Amen.
So that was almost Oh, my God, there was a lot of people. And I'm telling you, they appreciated that because they couldn't get no visitors or nothing. And to get a Christmas card, you just don't know. The chaplain called me to tell me how much they were blessed and happy to receive it, to know that somebody was still thinking about them. It was so amazing. It was so amazing.
Amen. And I'm happy I was a little part of that, too.
Yeah. You've been a part of a lot. I didn't realize that either. Thank you so much for being a blessing to Love Outreach Ministry. Because I'm telling you, anytime I call a text, you come through. And I really, really love that and appreciate it. God is going to bless you abundantly for being a blessing to us. Yes, you are.
Amen. You know, sometimes you do things. Well, you know, you do what God tells you to do and you just keep going. But I didn't even realize that. I see the Christmas card campaign, I'll say it like that, was going on, but I didn't know it had gone up to 3,000 Christmas cards. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's
beautiful. And oh, my God. I ordered them, and then they said it was on back order. So a week before, they had not came. And I was trying to talk to the people. I couldn't reach them. And it was like, okay, still on back. So I went to stores, and I bought them in each individual store to have enough to send to the prison. See, nobody knows. And sometimes you got to do some footwork. So they refunded my money and re-rung the ones that they had in the stores. So I didn't have to wait on the order to come in. They gave me their supply in order to have them on time because they would have came after Christmas.
Right, right.
Wow.
Yes.
Sometimes it might look easy, but it ain't always easy. Yes, Lord Jesus, but it got done more than what we set out to do, and that's how God blesses.
Amen. Well, it's getting close to an hour here, but before we open the line, I want you to let people know how they can get in touch with Love Outreach Ministries, and you know, maybe they want to sow into the ministry and be a blessing. So how would they know what's going on?
Well, they could send to the cash app is $ SBird 17 SBird 17, and the phone number, if they want the phone number, is 314-596-7633. And if people are interested in doing prison ministry, we were supposed to go in 3 times now. So they're actually trying to open back up. And I'm still looking for people that want to work in prison ministry. So you can call me and talk to me about if you're interested, 314-596-7633, because there are going to be a lot of places to go soon. And people are coming back to God. We all know the stuff that's been going on at the Justice Center. So can you imagine being locked up for a year and just having no God, no services, no? So people are going to be hungry. They're going to need the word of God. And if God have called you to do prison ministry, you call me. Amen.
Amen. I like that. Amen. God calls you, you call me. I'll help you.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. All right. So we'll open up the lines. Now, let me ask you, do you have a Facebook page or a website?
Yeah, Love Outreach Ministry. I don't have a website. I have a Facebook page, Love Outreach Ministry, on Facebook. There's also a group, Love Outreach Ministry. And the email is loveoutreachministry @gmail.com.
Okay. And it's ministry with a Y?
Yes. Yes, with a Y.
Okay. Okay, at Gmail. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So check her out on Facebook, Love Outreach Ministry on Facebook. Amen.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Amen.
So and the Cash App, if you would like to sow into the ministry, sow into the woman of God, $SBird17. S-B as in bird, Y-R-D, 17. S is in Sam or S is in Shirley. Amen. All right. And, you know, here on Get 'Em Radio, we do believe in seeding into the ministries of our speakers. We didn't do that in the past, but I got a revelation last year. Let me just say it like that, you know, to be able to bless people. And it's a blessing to be a blessing. Praise God. So let's open up the lines now. Amen. If you have any questions, you have any comments, you know, for this awesome woman of God who's been in the prison and doing all this, you may have some questions. Hey, the Lord may have told you to begin to go into the prison. So you might want to know something. You might want to ask a question on that. Even if you don't live in the Missouri area. But, you know, the Lord may have been talking to you. So we are going to open up the line soon. Praise God, as soon as I find it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There we go. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Oh, first we want to open a line for Pastor Mom. Praise God.
Yes.
This is my mother, and probably my sister is with her as well. And she's a senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Hi. Hi, everybody, and hi to the first lady. I enjoy listening to her talk, and she just made it so good for me to listen to, and I thank the Lord for her. Be with us, stand by, hold them all of thy own hands. I thank you,
boss. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look, I'm praying for you. Praise God.
I need that. Hi, Pastor Mom. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing? Are you really doing good?
Yes.
I got a few body aches,
but I'm still here.
Thank the Lord.
So I'm going to go ahead and pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you just look over Pastor Mom, Father God. Give her the strength that she needs to endure, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, heal her body right now from the top of her head to the sole of her feet and every extension of her body. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for allowing her to be an example to us, Father God, to those that are stepping out in ministry, Father God. She's been your soldier for a long time, Father God. Let her lead and guide us in the path we should go. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for praying for
me. Amen.
No.
Praise God, Minister Shirley.
How you doing?
All right. This is Pastor Catherine. And I didn't realize that you were so instrumental in all the ministries that was going on at Word of Faith at that time. I do want to, I'm so glad to hear you talk about the cars, because I remember sitting up for a long time the night before Apostle Brenda asked for them back. And I think I stuffed about almost 300 cars that night.
Uh-huh.
And as I was stuffing them, I would begin to just to pray over them. And there was one little, I think you had some little cars to go in there, and I ran out. But praise God, I had some little cars of my own at the house, and I put them in there. And so I thought, whoever thought of this? This is such a great blessing. And I never knew that you were behind all of that. So I just want to thank the Lord so much for you, Minister Shirley. May God just continue to bless you. And I see so many doors just continue to open for you. And I just began to, you know, kind of think, and I was wondering if I need to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, many of us give to the large ministries, but there are some ministries, local ministries, that we really do need to start sowing into, as well as some of the larger ministries. I pray listeners that are listening even tonight, and even my own self, that we will also give locally the missions that are going out for the local community here, for the region. So I just want to say thank you. I appreciate all that you're doing for this region here. God bless you.
Ah, thank you, Catherine. Thank you so much. It's God blesses. He blesses, and it's always come. You think you're doing, trying to do something little, and God make the little big, and it's just amazing. It's amazing.
Man, thank you so much. And thank you, Apostle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle, for having her on again. What a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for stuffing those envelopes. I think I was real busy around that time. God, praise God. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Anyone else? I see you, Minister Rachel. You're next. Anyone else? Please. Someone said that they called in and they didn't want to say anything on the line because everybody was a pastor or a minister or an evangelist. And so I'm like, please, you know, there's no big eyes or little U's.
Amen.
So just say what the Lord lays on your heart to say, and we'll all be happy to hear from you. Praise God. Amen. Thank you all for pressing your number one key. Anyone else, just press your number one key, get in the queue. Praise God. We want to hear from you. Opening the line for Minister Rachel. Welcome, Minister
Hi,
Rachel.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I came in like around like I think 10:30 something, because I still was blessed by listening in, and it was really encouraging. You told me all the things that you had to go through just to be a part of prison ministry. I was thinking about it, and you said how about the fellowship and stuff like that. That's really nice to really see everyone open up and to really tell somebody that God really loves them, you know, and he don't stop loving you just because they've done something. And to remind someone like that of God's great love is really beautiful. And I thank God for you for sharing and being so transparent in front of them, and even standing also in the authority of Jesus Christ while you're in the midst of them. And they see that and they recognize that and they submit to that and they get a breakthrough. Like you said, you also get a breakthrough as well. And that's a blessing. And I was encouraged by hearing that.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry to cut you off. And when you're praying for Pastor Mom, I heard that song, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I was just hearing it when it's praying for Pastor Mom. And yes, she is totally a soldier, and you are too, and all of us are.
Amen.
Stay encouraged.
And thank you so much, so much. You be encouraged also.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Have a blessed night. Love you.
You too. Love you too.
Amen. Minister Carey, hallelujah. Good to see you on the line tonight. Welcome, Minister Carey. Okay, did I say the right person? Area code 314-794.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Good evening, everyone.
Okay.
Hi. I just want to thank the Lord for you. The thing that you're doing is going into the prisons, ministering to the people, young men and women that's there, just men and women that's there. You've enlightened me so concerning that, but I want to just bless you. Personally, I had family members that had been in there too, and my brother used to share things with me about people coming in, those that's coming in to minister to them. And I just thank the Lord how he's placed it on your heart to go there and to just be a blessing to them and taking the word of God to encourage them as they're there. And I just thank the Lord for you today and blessings to you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. So much. Thank you so much, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Minister. Hallelujah. And it's something, I kind of feel your heart, Pastor. Because it's like when you do something for years and years and years, and you do it, and you know that God is pleased about it, and then you share the testimony, and people are like just so touched by it. It's like, wow, y'all talking. I've been doing this years. You know? you weren't like looking for anybody to say anything because God has been blessing you, and you know that he's pleased with what you're doing. Praise God. But, you know, after you're pleased with what he's, you know, you're just blessed by the Lord being pleased, then he's like, okay, now I'm going to let you know other people are blessed too. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead.
Apostle. I was thinking about something I had wanted to say, and it kind of did with before. When I told about my uncle, God had sent me out of town on a mission, and he had showed me three people to go out of town to pray for. And one of those people ended up being my uncle. He was dying of cancer. So
wow.
Not only did he go to prison, but God sent me an 8-hour drive to go down there and pray for him. And I went and I prayed for him, and he could feel the cancer moving. He was like, I don't know what you did, but where you touched me, that's where my pain was. And him and his wife, there was a church across the street. They went and they joined that church after I left, and he was in that church until he died. So God sent me down there to heal me, to pray for the one that offended me.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Won't he do
it? Yes, he do. Yes, he will. Yes.
Amen.
And to end
Amen.
Up, and the prison, one of the prisons I go to is a sexual offenders camp. So to be up there ministering to people like that, the one that said God didn't love him anymore, that was the reason.
Mm-hmm.
because he was a sexual offender. And to be able to go and minister with him, I had to give them my testimony to let them know that it was not easy. But God needed me to go. And I had been there three times before I even knew it was a sexual offender camp. So we know that it was only God healing
only
me
God.
To be able to minister to anyone, more or less someone that had did what was done to me. So I'm telling you, when God does something, he does it all the way. So that's why I was able to tell that man that God still loved him, because if he did, then God wouldn't have sent me there to minister to them after what happened to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's just, you know, I've had something like that. I won't go through the whole story, but it's like the bottom line to it is that the Lord wants the love. We forgive people, and then the love is tested. It really is. You know, it's tested upside down, inside out, to the right, to the left. Is this really that unconditional love that's the love of God? And, you know, it's one thing to forgive. It's another thing to be able to love. And, you know, even though you got the name of this ministry from your mom with the Love Outreach Mission, it's still love. It's the right ministry for what God has you doing. It's the right name for it, because it's the love. It's the love of God. Hallelujah. And to do what you're doing and to draw other people, it's got to be love. Straight up love, no chase. no ice. I don't even know what that means, really. But no, nothing added to it, just straight up love. Amen. We have a couple more people who have their number one key press. Anyone else, if you want to make a comment, you want to just encourage the woman of God. And I want to go on, but I'm perceiving something in the spirit. I don't even know how to say this, but something is going on in somebody's heart right now. Somebody's heart is being touched, being stirred. I don't know if it's in your emotional heart, your physical heart, your spiritual heart, but hearts are being touched right now. And the Lord just keeps highlighting the heart to me. So, Lord God, we just thank you that you just touch hearts right now with your love. Turn hearts around, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even those who need to forgive, let that forgiveness come out, Lord God. Put your forgiveness in hearts, just like you had forgiveness when you were on the cross. And you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Thank you, Lord, for putting that love into the hearts of each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Lord God. Let your love flow in our hearts even now in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for peace in the heart, peace in every heart, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance. Let your love flow. Hallelujah, in my heart and all of our hearts. And we bless you for it now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody's heart just got touched. Hallelujah. The Lord is moving in your heart right now. Amen. Amen. And what I'm thinking about, I want to go on, but I just hear the Lord saying something. I know before my dad passed away, last August, there were some things, a lot of things were going on, and I wanted to love him more. He was in a situation, but I wanted to love him even while he was in that situation. And I went through the motions, but my heart still was not in it properly. And I said, Lord, my heart is just not right. And then I went to a service. And this man called me out to pray for me. And after I had just, you know, went to the Lord and said, my heart's not right. I know it's not right. And then Mr. Mel Bond, he called me out, and he said, there's something eating at your heart. And he said, it's not like you're demon-possessed or anything. He said, but the enemy's trying to eat right at the top of your heart. And he said, but tonight, you know, you're going to be delivered from that. And that thing is not going to come back again. And he said, now run around the room. And so I'm just hearing tonight, that came back to me, and I'm hearing that the Lord, whatever's eating your heart, hallelujah, whatever it is that's eating at your heart, God is removing that right now in the name of Jesus. Mm. If it was something that happened years and years ago, if it was something, you know, odd with the Lord himself, if it was, you know, like even you were molested years ago, God is eating at your heart for years and years, and he's healing you right now. And I can just see the presence of the Lord on your heart. Whereas when I first started talking, I mean, it was pain in my heart. It was just pain. And now it's like the presence of the Lord is just going around and around and just taking everything out that needs to be taken out. And Lord God, we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And if that spoke to anyone, press your number one key. And, you know, we want to hear from you. Praise God. We're going to open a line now for Reverend Trevor from California. Hallelujah.
Hi.
Welcome, Reverend Trevor.
Good evening. God bless everybody. Hi, I just want to say.
Good evening, Reverend.
Hi, God bless you. I wanted to say I really enjoyed your testimony today, Pastor, and I just thank God. I pray he continues to bless you, and I just as you were ministering, I could see in my mind the people that you ministered to. So I just thank God for the wonderful word that he's laid upon your heart. And God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm just glad to do God's will.
Amen.
And it brings joy to me to see people delivered. So it's a God thing.
Amen.
Apostle, there's somebody on the line that has been through, and they've been afraid to tell their testimony. But you keep on holding your testimony. This is not why God gave it to you. It's for it to help heal somewhere else. So it's time for you to give up your testimony. Don't be afraid to tell anyone, because as long as you keep it in, it's only hurting you. But there's somebody around you that needs to hear your testimony in order to be healed so they can open up and tell what's going on with them. That's what's going on with them this very day. I don't know who you are, but yes, it's time, because somebody around you needs that healing.
I receive it.
Amen.
I receive it. Amen. And,
praise God.
There's things that have been going on in my heart for years. And I just thank God I may have been one of the people you were talking to. I really see that word, Pastor. Thank you so much. And I receive the word you gave to the apostle. I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
And last
God bless
time
you.
I got here last night around this time of the month. I'm a mature lady, but I still have periods, and it's usually very hard. And I began to pray, and it stopped. It's almost done now. But God told me to pray last night because he said there were more people who had more serious needs than I did. So I obeyed God. He told me to just pray and listen.
Amen. I couldn't hear everything that you said, but you got healed last night or from the listening to the healing ministry?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you. I got healed last night. You know what? During this time of the month is when my period is on. And it was ending, but I still was bleeding. So I began to stand on that word that Remember Hockey's wife, Linda. Yes.
Right.
And yeah. It stopped. But God told me last night, he said that my assignment was just to pray because there were people who really had serious needs, and they're worse. So he told me don't care. Last night, I would get another time this year. So I just prayed the whole time, you know, and prayed in the spirit, but it just ministered to me.
Amen.
This whole week. Amen. This whole week has ministered to me.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Praise God.
You're welcome.
And thank God
for the healing.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
And we thank God, we thank God for sealing the healing in the name of Jesus. By His Holy Ghost, seal the healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And
Amen.
I see those words. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Love y'all.
Love you too, Reverend Treva. Now, area code 314-337, I'm going to open up your line, okay? Area code 314-337, opening up your line now.
Okay.
Hey,
hello,
welcome.
How are you?
Hi, this is Minister
Priscilla. I'm great. I'm one of Pastor Shirley's friends. We go to church together, and I just want to encourage her that God is going to open up more doors for her to walk through because your story was not for naught. You know, just like in when he tells you where you God knows the plans that he has for you. So what the devil has for evil for you, God turned that thing around for you. And to the lady, the other lady that's over the radio station, I just want to let you know that heart thing touched me. I'm in a process of praying and asking God for a new heart, and I want him to give me a new heart. I don't want him to change my heart. I want him to give me a new heart because I was having something heavy on my heart. It was something small, but because I asked for a new heart, you know, the enemy tried to come in, and he tried to, you know, make me go back to where I used to be. But because I keep praying for that new heart, and I just thank you for that word on tonight. Now, Pastor Shirley, God bless you. God is going to strengthen you, and he's going to continue to open up doors for you. There's going to be ministries after ministries letting you come in and use their facilities and even in the prison. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Minister Priscilla. Oh, my God. Thank you. That was so encouraging. Oh, yes,
Amen. Your comments, they mean a lot. Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You too.
She tried to make me start crying. I'm not crying today.
No, well, you know how that is. If the tears flow, let them flow, let them flow, let them flow. Amen. This is my niece, Elder Pam. Praise God.
Okay.
Welcome, Elder.
Amen. Just a powerful word. I was not able to hear all of all testimonies, but the anointing is so strong and so powerful. There was someone that was talking about the heart, and I know that when I'm always spending time with the Lord, I always say, cleanse my heart and remove all unforgiveness, even of the things I may not know about. And there are some things that I do think about, but I ask God to release me from everyone that, you know, I may think of holding on to at times. And I tell you, when my aunt called that thing out, it was like, because a lot of times I say, well, I'm just going to listen tonight. I'm not going to say, like the other lady said, I'm just going to pray. But I tell you, something got a hold of me tonight. You know, like the old folks, something got a hold of me tonight. And I, you know, I know I have been saying, you know, God, remove just remove anything that's not like you from my heart. Things that I have been going through with my own spouse, and I just want everything to be removed from me. I want to be in the right place. You know, a lot of times you don't even know why you're going through certain things. And as you've been asking those things, and all of a sudden somebody comes along and they're in agreement, and you don't even know, or they don't even know they're in agreement with you. And they say something, and something happens. I mean, it hits heavy. That thing hit heavy. I said, God. I mean, it was a surgery. You know how you have go in for open heart surgery? I went in. I don't know about anybody else, but that was open heart surgery for me. That's my testimony. That's why I had to say something. That was open heart surgery. I had to sit down on this one. But I praise God. That's my testimony tonight. I praise God for it. I praise God for it, because I felt him doing open heart surgery on my heart tonight. I thank him for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just, anybody who wanted that, I know they had to feel the power of God tonight. Praise God. Amen. And God bless you. And may you continue to do that ministry. So needed. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
So
thank you, Elder Pam. Thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. What a wonderful night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I think that's everybody who has pressed their number one key. Anyone else? If you'd like to press your number one key, make any comments, questions, prayer requests. I didn't say prophecy requests, but that's also up there as well. But I know God has prophesied something tonight. Amen. About that heart, about the heart. I know my heart feels a whole lot better right now. I know that. Amen.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. So, you know what?
I want to recommend this book, Matters of the Heart by Juanita Bynum. That is a book I think everybody should read, because it teaches us how to get a new heart. That book is amazing. I mean, things you never thought about that you should be doing in your heart. It opens up your eyes to see what's missing. And it helps you get a closer walk with God. So I recommend that people get that book, Matters of the Heart, by Juanita Bynum.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. So, okay, what I'm going to do now is just to let you know what's going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast, and then we're going to come back and have Pastor Shirley give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. Amen. So just want to let you know what's going on with our the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Our next broadcast will be on Sunday, May the 16th, And that's the East St. Louis Christian Center Church every Sunday. Pastor Mom McCoy is the senior pastor, and I'm the apostolic pastor. And so I will be speaking on this Sunday, and it's 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And you just call the same phone number, 516-418-5699. And God has given me a word. Here I go excited again. Amen. Every time God does something, it's exciting. So I'm looking forward to the word that he has given for this Sunday and next Sunday. It's a two-part series. Hallelujah. And then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching. And we have Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She lives in Ohio. And she teaches the Bible every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And the Lord has just gifted her with the ability to dig into the Word of God. Hallelujah. I mean, just excavate the Word of God. Hallelujah. And so I have learned so much listening, because I want to say this in a nice way. But, you know, it's like if you look at a diamond, if you look at it from one angle, you see a facet. You know, you look at it from another angle, you see another facet in that diamond. And the Lord just has her to look at it from a different angle, to look at the Word of God that is so precious from a different angle. And it is just, it's refreshing. It's really good. So if you have an opportunity, one lunchtime while you're eating, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, just, you know, put Denim Radio in your ear and hear what the Lord is saying in his word. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And that's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So what we do is we pray in tongues. And the Lord had us to start this, you know, a year ago at the beginning of the pandemic, and it has become so awesome. You know, it was awesome in the beginning, but we're really kind of getting it a little bit more now. And so we pray in tongues for 1 hour. We have 4 people to volunteer, and anyone can volunteer to pray in tongues for 15-minute increments. And then when it's over, after that hour, then we give interpretations. There were people who were getting maybe 1 or 2 words of interpretation, or maybe none in the beginning, who God has now opened up our ears to hear more than we've heard before. And not just in words, but in pictures and visions, scriptures. It's awesome. And God is speaking. Glory to God. He is speaking big time. Okay. And so then on Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast will be on Wednesday, June the 9th. And that happens to be a great anniversary for me on June the 9th. It happens to be, I got to look back at that time. I'm like, is that 30 years being filled with the Holy Ghost? But I was filled with the Holy Ghost on June 9th, 1991. So that's a great anniversary for me. And anyway, on that day is when we have prophetic healing. And we have a beautiful couple that is on the broadcast with us, Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And so, and then we have the healing community that comes on that prays for healing. Like Reverend Treva just said, she didn't say anything, but she was in the background praying because that was her assignment. So there are people who come on, and it's their assignment to pray, even in the background and even days before, to pray, because it's just not done by us, by the Harkies and myself. So God comes in, and people were healed. We had a couple of new people who had never heard the broadcast who just got blessed. You know, so many people get touched. So we only do that once a month, the second Wednesday of the month. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm for Wednesday, June the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Then next Thursday, and that's going to be the 20th of May, next Thursday, Pastor Shirley will be back with us, and she's going to be talking about the ministry. What's going on in the ministry right now, especially looking at after the pandemic? I know that there's been great changes in the ministry. So what's going on in the ministry right now and what the Lord has laid on our heart for the future that she can share with us? Amen. So we're looking forward to her. And then that the last Thursday that she's going to be with us, which is May the 27th, she's going to preach. Hallelujah. And I've heard her preach many times and had a good time every time. Hallelujah. So make sure that you're with us for the rest of these Thursdays. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. Amen. So I think I covered everything there and went through the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. You can always listen to these broadcasts in their entirety by just simply going to Google or Bing or whatever search engine and putting in Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And there's so much. The vision that the Lord gave to us is that Get 'Em Radio is a resource. It's like, you know, the resource, old resource library. When you go into this library, there's books in there, so many that's been in there for years, and you find that resource that you've been looking for. That's Get 'Em Radio. We're that resource for you to go in. You want to know how to start a ministry? Go to Get 'Em Radio. You want to know about one of the recent things, cryptocurrency? Go to Get 'Em Radio. You want to know about, you want some Christian tips on or from a Christian on how to buy food, how to order your groceries on Instacart. You know, we have that in there as well. Hey, Jesus did feed the multitude, so we could tell you about Instacart. Hallelujah. And there's so, oh, how to buy a house. Amen. Even the health care. We had a broadcast on that as well, on caregiving. We had a broadcast on that. And so there's so many things over the years that we've talked about. We have over 1,000 podcasts out there. So you can just feast. Just scroll through and see what the Lord would have you listen to. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go back to Pastor Shirley and for closing remarks, closing prayer. Pastor Shirley?
Thank you, Apostle Barbara. Thank you, thank you. It's been an honor and a privilege to be on the show tonight. And I just thank you for all that you do and for blessing me and getting the ministry out there and encouraging people to, you know, to call and be a part of the ministry. Because I really do need help, because God is just opening up so many doors going forth in the ministry, and the prisons are opening up. So I'm going to need more people, you know. My church is there, Peach Tabernacle Church, and so a lot of people from there go also. So it's a blessing to have my church and other people go, you know. But I just want to encourage everyone that when God give you a ministry or you have a testimony, go out and do what he have you to do. Don't continue to run and say, well, I ain't ready yet. Come as you are. With all your mess and everything going on with you, still come to God just as you are. And that's all I have for today. So I just thank you all for listening and participating and the encouraging words. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So are you ready for me? to pray out, or you have something to say, Apostle?
Thank you. Thank you. I am going to say something. Well, I want to thank you again. You on the road, multitasking, and I want to praise God for you even stopping for us this for this little while and sharing, because these are life-changing subjects that we're talking about here tonight. Thank you so very much. Continue to pray traveling mercy all around and about you as you continue on. And then even when you get home, that your home will be in good shape when you get there and even better. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, this is what I'm hearing. Thank God for that surprise check in the mail in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now I never had a prayer like that. So glory to God, you have to let me know.
Okay. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Now, when you call me screaming, we're going to know something, won't we?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, but this is what I wanted. I was like, God, do you want me to do this? And he's like, yeah. As we get ready to go, I just, you know, if you stay with us this long and you're just not sure if you're born again, you may have gone to church. You may not have gone to church during the pandemic. You may be like, I just don't even know. I know my parents were saved. My grandmother, grandfather, don't even really know. You know, you're at the right place at the right time. Amen. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And really all that means is that God loved you so much that he sent himself to die for you. Amen. And he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be saved today, right now. And Romans 10 and 9 says exactly how to do it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Oh, yeah, he made it that simple. He said if you confess with your mouth and that's saying a prayer, believe in your heart, just choose to believe what you know about the Word of God, what you've heard about the Word of God. You say, I believe it. I really believe it. And then receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, and your life will be forever changed into eternal life. So repeat this prayer after me. Hallelujah. And we just thank God. Just repeat this prayer right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. And now I know I'm born again, I'm saved, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And even now, just that simple, simple, simple prayer, amen. That's all it takes. It was a matter of the heart. Hallelujah. And your heart was ready for the Lord, and you received him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he sees you. He sees you. He's looking at you right now, and he knows that you are born again, that you are saved, that you belong to him, and your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we want to invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can call on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 9 p.m. Excuse me, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And hallelujah, 516-418-5699. Amen. We're a simple church, simply Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He will meet you there. Glory to God. And if you don't come to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, go to a Bible-believing church, a church that believes in Jesus. Hallelujah. And walks with him and talks with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we commit and commend you, hallelujah, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that you fill them with your precious Holy Spirit and with power to walk right, to do right, to live right by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Shirley,
okay.
You can close okay. Now. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to be on this line yet again just to worship and praise you, Father God, and to thank you for all you've done. Thank you for allowing me to be the head of Love Outreach Ministry. Thank you for allowing me to go into the prisons and minister. Thank you for my church, Peace Tabernacle Church, under the leadership of Bishop Phil Brownlee and Pastor Sherelle Brownlee. Lord, we just thank you for pouring into us so we may pour out to others. And as we go forth back out into the world off this station, Father God, we ask that you lift us up and anoint us with your Spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Y'all tell the people them, don't.